We'll start with us. If he's down, come back around. Fine. We discussed so far Pasuk Kissin, different Kalalim to the Pasuk Kissin. We had something which is one of the main Tanayim, is something which is Mamula, which is filled. Which the Be'er Halacha before seems to think that's the Iker, one of the Iker. One of the Iker in the Rishonim, he says that a Maisa is Mamula for dessert. He lets you make a Bracha Mamula. That's Iker. Varchal Hivset, sorry. That's the Iker Shita. It's like upon him. The Mechaber and Sif Yed Zayin, the very important Sif tucked in at the end over here. You know, you spend a long time passive kissing and you go on to the old sidetrack with donuts, if you give them a little and Jerusalem, and then you design a lot. By the time you get to, like, a lot of times you're like burnt down and missed it, but it's like, it's a prime time Sif over here, it changes your life forever. So, anyhow, the Mechaber brings down, yeah, there's Pashtido, which is Necher Betana, Vasa Betagim, Babigvina, and Varchala, Vamayt Zbech Zamazon. Yeah, this. Pashtido, which is mixed up with basar and dog and green inside of it, you make hamotzi, you make brachas hamazon. So, what happened over here? This is mamula, and we're saying you make hamotzi and brachas hamazon. So this seems to throw a very serious into the sugya. So nechaklu hataz and among the ram in terms of what's going on over here and what's happening over here. So. The Taz holds that Chaver just means Avadi, you learn Pasuk Kissin for a very long time now, and you're well versed in the Sugya. And Avadi means you make a Brachas Hamazon. Maitzi means, yeah, okay, if you have a Shekvi Suda, Avadi can make a Maitzi and Brachas Hamazon. And that's the opinion of the Taz. So Magen Avraham, Rav Dan says that no, even if you're not Kivei on it, you make Brachas Hamazon and Hamaitzi. What's the reason why? Because what's the aside of Pasuk Bava Kisnan? The aside of Pasuk Bava Kisnan is something which is not darkoi to be eaten as a meal. That's the aside hadavar. And what's the aside of mamula? If it's filled up, so then something which is mamula, therefore a person doesn't you put in, like, you have you bake something with chocolate inside of it, so it's mamula, it's not something which you eat for a suda, therefore that's the aside of Pasuk Bava Kisnan. If you have something which is the food inside of something which is dakla kvaya love, then about that stays Birkas Hamazon. He says, quote the lesson, Mr. Brewer, Loidam Pasuk Kissin, Barakla, Maitzim, Shanas, Ain, it's another Kinuch, Sulumatika. It's only made for Sika, sweetness, Mashing Vashtishta, Mulla Basa, Derek Lachman Roving, the Dispaya. It's a Derek, eat it in order to face stuff up. My Shar, Pass, or Basa, Kishach Yachad. Something which is dark, it eat it for Pass, then it's going to be Hamaitzi and Birkas Hamazon. So we just have a set of it anytime of a meal, which is not something which any which person eats for a meal. Halacha is amaitzi and breakfast hamaz. But halacha gives a little more clarity in terms of he starts of saying it brings on the riaz. Pasuk is a pasuk d'vashet mini tavlin. Im kaveh la ben tzay kaviyah. Yeah, so means the reason Rabbi Achran is missing the Vitaz. The Taz says, Mulbastang Dinik Memo Paris, the Yomek Mai Zbir Samazin, Bidulai Kava, and he wanted to bring a Raya. So, Stam Nedzim Lumdis, but what's the Machlag's Magram Taz? We have the Magram come along tells you that if it's mamola, with things which you would do for your sweaters, I might say that. It seems all not like that. What's the he said that? What's the machalik?
It's chiddush.
One second. The Taz seems to hold that the getter pasuk kissin is that something which is filled in. I don't know. That's not. It's worse than the pass. Pass is like straight bread and water. Once you start filling things inside of it, that's a low pass. It's not pass, right? It's a breakfast, not pass. Therefore, it has a din of pasuk kissin. Magavam seems to be going that something which is made, that the part of the kissin is as things which are not Maichotika foods, and therefore it's tali whether it's something which is mamula or things which are what's called again. Yeah. So the psak of the Mishnah Brura is he goes more like the Magen Avraham, doesn't like the Taz. He's going more that something which is dark for Kriya Suda. So Mukach is made for Kriya Suda, then Avraham would be a Mitzvah Zamazin. Mashiach, again, if it's something which is not dark, then it's more Masika, then it'll be Mazayin. So this is bringing us to the pizza discussion. What bracha you make on pizza? So, what?
Well,
So, one second. So, what bracha are you making a pizza? Don't ask me.
One size,
two slices. Okay, so one size, two slices. Now, you have to learn this, like, where does that grow from? So one size, two slices.
If it doesn't have enough shear, then
it comes to the
Taz. One second. According to the Taz, it's totally in. Shear could be a pseudo. We can start discussing one or two, maybe. Or to find out how much dollar basim is, how much the shear could be a pseudo. In the Magen Avraham Salacha, I'm waiting. If it's made for kviya suda, if it's made for a snack, nah. So in terms of what it's made kviya suda, made for a snack, so like this. It's pasha to bar any out-of-town place. It's pasha that's made for kviya suda. And the pizza store 95% of the time is going to be for meals. We have any Flatbush boys over here? Okay, so, I mean, they tell me like, I don't know, Amnon's or something or whatever. Like, it's around the clock, right? There's always, is it true? That's not that, it's Bar Park, sorry. Pizza time, okay. Or whatever. Is it around the clock full, or is it? Always like the whole day people are. Everyday morning, 3 o'clock.
9:30.
Okay, but my either way, Ruba, I think is for meals. That's, I do think so, right?
Not over here. Everyone's
going to
be in the
storm,
but
it's
quick slides.
Okay, we get this
stuff.
What do you say? Okay, that's what it's like. That's like a shot flop. In a place where it came out, Ruba, Kukulay, that's what's going on. It's Plushit, then in Montgomery World, it's going to be Amaitzi. Taz World, it's going to be Talian Shirk, Kavia Suda. Mishavar is more nuked like the Magen Avraham. We want to know Super Yerushalayim, maybe Machber for the Taz, watching something else, but they could do it be like the Magen Avraham, something which is made for Kavia Suda. If it's made on bread, let's talk about whether flour, water, pizza. If it's a place where it's made for a snack, is that really? You have to go in there and ask them. I mean, 15 years ago, we asked them. And most emails, right? Most emails. Some people do for a snack. I'm saying, I know 15 years ago when we landed. Okay. 15 years ago when we landed, we asked them, and it's definitely a very, 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 very strong way. We asked them, when is their acre business, right? What's going on, right? And how much or whatever. Therefore, what?
People are there at 12 o'clock getting one slice.
I asked them, just breaking down the percentages. People eating for a meal, 2-3 slices, or people popping a snack or one slice, and what the story is. Like, I have to find out what the numbers are. That's flour and water. Therefore, definitely, you have one slice of pizza, they could then issue washing. If it's flour and water, they could just like, my wife's washing. You want to always muggy macha for the taz, yeah, if you want. Like, I mean, sure, it doesn't mean a lot of people have the taz, but you know, there could be muggum to be macha for that, but ikar din is going to be like the muggum of the farm. Now, the one slice, two slice thing comes from three slice. So, the difference in the slice I heard exactly where it's coming from. It's from Rabbi Feinstein, Miguel Delano. One nosef of Sharon Moshe was, is like when Moshe held that you just, it was a snack. That's what it is. Like, you speak to any old timer. Anybody have like his 75-year-old grandfather from Europe?
Yeah.
Okay. You tell him like pizza. Like, he thinks pizza's a meal.
Still.
Yeah. Saying. So, no, they look at it like.
I don't know.
It's not what? It's a meal.
Food.
Like, what? No, like they're not saying it's a meal. I'm saying it's not. I'm saying like. Yeah, like this is what, it's a meal. No, it's just like not a micro. You look at it, something which is like, it's like that. I'm saying they're not gonna, that's how they looked at it. And the Sabrakas is how much is going with that. The other wasn't a meal. So I'm just like, well, who's this meal? We take a fork and knife, eat it like that. I'm saying, and therefore, they later on they tell him that stuck. It is a meal. He's like, oh, okay, fine, said it. Whatever, that's one nosach. There's another nosach which I heard he held that, that he passed like the Taz. Let's see, I came on the sugya, like that.
Moshe said you need two slices?
There's another sugya, one, two, three. There's one. That, so then, right there. Yael is not made for Kviya Suda. That's Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two, I have Rabbi Shemesh, he passed like the Taz. The Maisel, our Rabbi Shemesh, like that, yeah, like that. You know. Mr. Brewer, Moshe, you know. They once asked, I think, they asked me, Ravina of David. Like, a lot of times he learned Ramesh, and he's like, whatever. He's arguing with Mr. Brewer, doesn't mention Mr. Brewer, like, you know, what's going on. He said, like, look, Ramesh and the sugya for Mr. Brewer existed. Right? I'm sure, right? Mr. Brewer came out in 19, whatever. Mishra, you know, in the Talmud Torah school then. He didn't learn the Mishra Brewer like we learned the Mishra Brewer. Ah, Mishra Brewer says it, Pacific. You know, it's a little, like, whatever. Yeah. Hey, open up once in a while, check it out, whatever. Like, you know, like, if he didn't quote the Mishra Brewer, like, he argued him, says he didn't know Mishra Brewer said it, like, and not that it make a difference to him if he did or didn't, I'm saying. But, like, but Akapanim, therefore, Mishra's going like the Taz, therefore, that, or Shadi Sailor wasn't the first act. Because flour and water, basically, it's going to be, how much have to eat that, be a Mitzi? No, in order to be on maitzi, flour and water, pizza, how much you have to eat? A crumb. According to Magen Avraham, which goes like that, a crumb is a maitzi. So therefore, you should not be making mezainis on your pizza. According to the Taz, yeah. You want to make a taz there if you want? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now let's move to apple juice. Now, the apple juice, the question is now in terms of the apple juice. The apple juice, once beside is, they're going there now, it's going to be. This thing is very, very important. This is very, very important in the Kuda, which is not 100% Mavura in the Paiskim, but I think the Chayra. This din that the Mishavura says, a milay, which is made for food, gets a din of a maitzi. Is that dafka, let's go for it, is that by milay or even something which is nilash? Why should it be different? So, Yossi is saying, why should it be different? So, the Chayra watch, what's the difference? Oh, but it's pasuk, you're getting out of food, take a thing. So then maybe. That should be. Now, it could be the difference is like this. The difference is that when you're dealing with something which is, it's totally bread, tastes like bread. I might put a meal inside of it, which is changing the taste of it. Well, if that changes the meal type of food, so that sticks back into, that doesn't make it as fast. This is really a past dough. You put it in miloy to change it. Well, something which is for a pseudotika thing, so that doesn't take you out of it. When you're dealing with something which is nilosh, maybe b'chavtza bread, is something which is flour and water, not something which is my papers. What do you say?
That's the whole lumpus. Because not a derby kabeas, I'm a meal of the
new. No, tzura of, no, it could be lechem, or lechem bechepse is, in other words, a chal or a mush, is a need in my papers, is a chai bechal, not chai bechal, I might say, mechal comes out, maybe it is, do it with bracha, without bracha, with water, out water, masu armach, when I send a chala, but could be the definition of, you can see, when you're saying something which the, consistency is bread. You're putting something inside of it to make it ice bread. If that's a pseudotika thing, it doesn't make it ice bread. But maybe flour when the nilash itself would not make it into bread. And then what does Elm have any? Let me hear one of the Elm's opinion. Have any rise? And what does Elm think?
Depending on what you hold it with the semen or siba. Maybe you hold it with the semen. So it has the semen.
It's okay. So there's a whole separate discussion. We didn't discuss it so much. We'll discuss it 1 second up on the side. In other words, Zaysa Brach Hashem Rav Yashiv, his whole passive question is. Turns into amaitzi. Therefore, he said, "Brekas, what about making brekas? Amaitzi." Not saying. You know, anything which the ikar davar is made for kviyasuda, anything even a mashu would make amaitzi. Zayin as well as for amaitzi. There's no discussions of like anything. There's no discussion. Everything's kviyasuda. Like kviyasuda, just plug it in, and therefore anything which is made vicar like kviyasuda, there was somebody saying there's no discussion. Whatever. So if you want to go in that world in economy, so then it won't make so much difference the fact that it's nilish and whatever. Now if you don't go with that world, we're going working a little bit more with the tanayim, right? Let's see where we go. Let's say we're working a little more with the kolam, right? So now we have a klal, miloy makes pasuk kisin. Miloy which is kviyasuda does not make it pasuk kisin. The question is what's by nilish? So then we have any rights to it? What do you say? We are definitely stressing on that issue. We do bring that up. But the question is, do we ever see when you have the here in Sibi Zang Bachadish thing, you have a Tanai, if it's made for Kriya Suda, you lose it. Taz doesn't hold of it, and my mom does hold of it, right? Now, you're curious about is Dafka by a Miloy? Because a Miloy, when a Miloy is something which is it's bread. You have a meal changing it, that doesn't change it when it's pseudotic. I'm thinking when it could be nilash, but chavtza is flour and water. It looks like Bianca is right. You right of us? Huh? You right of us? No. Huh?
I'm sure right the meal of the taste of the dough also.
Nicker visa. It means when you're chewing on it, you're. It's like this. It's sad to say that this whole shtigotera is only dafka by miloy. I think with nilosh, maybe there won't be such a thing. And therefore, if it's nilosh, so right, the Yashid world doesn't start. Sorry. Maybe for Kesuda, don't bother me. It is a sad thing going on like that, working with the time, saying it's dafka milay, not being nilosh. And therefore, something which is nilosh, and it's going to be made Paris, and then it's not going to be about like this. Fine. Now, therefore, if it's nilosh, then it's going to be different. Now, the thing we have to discuss is what is the time nilosh? So we came out, Macharbo's nilosh is?
Nicker.
So the pizza dough is going to be nicker. In the Ramaz world has to be Iker, Vinicker. Rave, very strong taste. Does the you know, if you test somebody, give them a pizza dough with flour and water and a pizza dough with apple juice, what do you know the difference?
That's even thicker, maybe not.
But they put in 51%. Someone said that the Vedat says they have to put in 51%.
Okay, but right, that's not working with the Klal Mishabura. That's working with the Das Torah. Right. Mishabura wants to say...
That's
a second. Mishabura holds that's be Iker v'Nikr, Sifkat Lama Gimel. So, therefore, even in that world, you didn't really get to you get to that thing. So it's really not sweet to make... not sweet. To make, you know, it's even in the Mishabura's world, a Vaiter be Hamaitzi. So we'll be the Limaschos on the pizza with the apple dough, so we could do this, or you know, we could play around. It's like this: a mila, which is a food type of thing that's telling the Magarim Taz, right? According to the Taz of Salacha, it's Mazinus to your Kaveya. Asanila, we have the Taz Tar saying it's okay if it's right, Mishwur doesn't like it, so we have a couple Shitas, therefore, we could hear Shatzatzat. But Batsem, the Ikra didn't should come out. They know this Vaiter is going to be on my scene. Now, there's a whole separate issue is how much is one slice of pizza in terms of your dollar pizza world. So, what? Right, kind of street, you have to, has to be, right, it has a lot of work. What percentage of how much, how many basin does one have in whatever? So, in the bottom of the book, he writes the crust is 4 basin, and you have a slice is like 8, 9, like a very high amount.
Eight, nine,
that's it, right? So I'm not sure exactly how we got to that.
American. Huh? Yeah. An American slice, I thought you said it's 4 beats multi-cut.
No, and it's across the surface, it says like 4 plus.
Yeah,
like,
the slices here. Like,
whatever. It's like a very large amount. So, very large amount. Kids are like a mice like this. Let's just recycle them like a mice like this. The flour and water ones, you definitely should be washing on. The fruit juice ones, you should probably be washing on. I don't know. Is the mucking pot something else? Maybe. Is the mucking like mezainas? Not great. I mean, you have to go into that layer with mealy swear. Fine. I'm saying, oh, that's because of halacha ma'aseh pizza. Now, okay, in terms of other things, which are mamola. So it's anything which is made for kriya suda, keeps a maitzi. So therefore, let's talk about anything which is a meal type of food, then it does it. Now, what's the get over there? The Mishri says something kinu chasu masika makes ice. Something which is made for the ravin k'dei l'svaya is kashar pras to make a bracha. Therefore, potato brachas. What's the halacha?
Puff pastry, no? Puff pastry is its own child when it is, no?
What?
What
do you say? Brachas, you know what I mean? Potato brachas?
That's everything. No, it has all three
times. What do you mean? It's mamola with potatoes. But it's made for kviyasuda, right?
And everybody said, only the brachas
is kviyasuda. It's, what's kviyas suda mean? The kviyas suda doesn't mean that you're eating it as the meal. It's commonly ravin lisbaya, as opposed to something which is mina masika. Something which is an ikar part of the meal. Chayra, like that's the din of kviyas suda. What? Dali roll, right? Dali roll, good. Dali roll for sure. Dali roll is pastisa. What are you talking about, right? Right, according to the Magen Avraham, maybe I might see. Dali roll, according to the Taz, would be. Is dali roll sweet, the dough sweet?
The dough is made with margarine. The dough is a tremendous amount of margarine.
Just saying, maybe needless.
The sweet ones are not sweet.
Wait, a regular deli roll, if it's flour and water
deli roll,
the way it works. You're saying it's needless, you're saying. Okay. So we back to the needless. Yes, needless, that's what it is? I guess I'll pay the back rank. So there are the Renusa Corrales, you have to say big ones, I might see. So maybe it could be a suit, though. The big ones are made for the Muslim Lissavaya. The middle ones are probably more for a snack, right? People pop them as a snack. They're more like Danishes. Danishes ain't getting the Alabates inside, but the big ones, the Kharabi, the Muslim Lissavaya. And therefore. Well, I think big ones people have as a meal, part of a meal, right? It's only, right? You go to Simcha, you have a big potato breka with your schnitzel and your, right? Old time Bristol before everyone mochics. So that's what, you know, that's what it is. The small ones, like the Bidar College, is more, I think, more for snacks. So
what's the difference if it's a dough that is filled with something that is eaten as kviyasuda?
Right.
So even if it's small.
No, but do people have small ones for lunch as part of the meal?
Break off a small piece from a big one.
They don't sell the frozen ones. They sell
what's with them.
The frozen ones they sell are all small.
Let's make a difference. If
so it's made for. Because the big ones definitely are made of Muslim. Therefore, there's a very stack of tests. It's totally the Magen Avraham has. And therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to wash on a masu. According to the Taz it wouldn't be, and Mishmar goes like among the Rambam, let's just move on the big ones. The small ones that could be are the ones definitely in the bakeries, I think, are mostly a snack, right? You buy ragach, you buy whatever, therefore that would be even Magavan would be machir. Yeah, but that's something which Ikel Mazel is in Svea. Let's see, what other Mulot Day things we have? So Deli Roll, you're saying it's Nilash, you're saying. So we tell Nilash.
So it's the same thing.
The dough is sweet?
No, that's not the same thing. That's the same thing. Same dough. That's how
you make the dough.
It's not
dough is made. You take some of the dough. It's made with the flat. It's not when you shuffle.
It's very oily dough, I think, also.
That's how it's made.
Okay. Okay, so I stand to be correct. Then I'll be telling the Nilash Shiloh. I'll be telling the Nilash Shiloh. If you all the Nilash, well.
Is it
because of
crisis?
But right, doesn't help his passive a kissness. Right, so it'll be talking about Nilash Shailah. So it's saying Lamait is Nilash. If you want to be made by Nilash, that's smart. Right there. So I'm in the Yash's world, that'd be an example. The Berekas. If Yash's world say, Mevik Yasuda, I might see. Finished. Nagudah. And the other people's world don't take that swear as much. And okay, let's move on. We have still about to do. And wow, it's really late. Okay, fine. Now, Sivchas. Fine. Sivchas discusses. Lachmani, with a blessing, Alva, or Ovlish. Okay. Anyhow, Sifchas, their basic comes out in Sifchas, which we'll speak more about Yud Alfi Beis. I'll go through a little quicker now because I have a couple things to get through. But Sifchas discusses with this Lachmanis, which are Ava, Ovalish, Lachagamu, Barakal, Amit, Zamazin. If it's Raka, Nivalish, you make Mizanis, and then you make Main Shalas. So Machab brings out this Ava versus Raka. Ava is going to be Amitzi, like Pita. Pita's Ava is going to be Amitzi, Raka is going to be Mizanis. Now, Shur brings down, there's another guy there. These vafaloks, whatever, which are b'dos iraka, but it's mispashin v'yosam dak and klushin harbi moed. There, it's not a moed at all. It brings down another category. There's another category of daka, which is sifya dalid, which is going to be considered lacha. Because there are four categories. We'll discuss the main more in the Amshach Siman. There's thick, which is a moed, that's like a pita. There's a b'dos iraka and sifya dalid, which also gets a din of a moed. There's our case is nuvelish, which is Mizanis, I mean, Shalish, the passive kissing. And Mishra brings on these Vakshalach, so every these things are very, very dark. It's spread out like army. Those are going to be Teresa, and those are going to be not Teresa in the past, and therefore not going to be a Maisa Bechalal. So let's just put a couple of cases to print the Lachal Maisa, and I guess we'll come back to a little bit more. Blintzes. Sometimes she has these blintzes, right? Very tiny, very, very thin dough. You know what I'm talking about? Those potatoes, yeah, those potato ones, those are mamish thin. I think that's like Teresa, and you can have 65 of them, and it would not be passive kissing. Because it's very, 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 very thin. Sometimes it's a very, very thin dough. I'm talking about the Shiva's blintzes. Talking about lafas.
No, why is it thin? Why is the height of it? Because it was Teresa and
Because the reason why it's thin, if I understand correctly, is when they make the dough, so it's very, very thin, and it's like very, like, I guess, watery, and it spreads out. A thicker thing stays more together, and it spreads out. That's why it's going to be thin. So being that it's a very, very thin thing, it doesn't have a teresa nama, and therefore, but I think blintzes, the yeshiva ones, right there. Some blintzes are thinner, some are thicker. It's going to be a little thicker, then it's going to be tally. It'll be tally. The thing, brekkas, what are brekkas? Those are thick. It's thick and
it's stacked up pieces of sheets of dough.
Pancakes. What are pancakes and waffles?
They're
in between, right? Right. They're in between in terms of what they are. It'll be pasta bekissen, whatever. It's pasta bekissen, pancakes. It's sweet, right?
It's different
stuff. What?
It's sweet. And you can have pancakes that are mamish thin, almost like.
Yeah, it could be whatever. Based like this, if it's somewhat.
I make it like
even if they're thick, they're sweet.
They're sweet. Yeah, okay, but they're sweet. And there, if you have a kviyas suda, it's going to be a problem. If you have a kviyas suda, it's going to be a problem. Words, let's say you go to a store, you order like those like waffles. Sometimes like, they give you like four of them, whatever. You have a share of dollar base, you're getting yourself into the shaila. If you have a share of kviyas suda, you have a bunch of them, then in the chanam, you get yourself into the issue. So you know, you go to a waffle place for, oh, I'm sure a waffle bar, they sell waffles, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. It's here, a waffle bar, Anybody a waffle? Is it big or small? What do you say? If you get a nice big waffle, so dollar basin, you're getting yourself into the shayla, and you have a share of kriya suda, you're getting yourself into a yeshu. So it might be good idea to wash on something else. Something like wafers. What are those? Those are what? They're pretty thin. They're pretty thin. Thin is the debate. Could be those, even there's no dollar base mish over that. Could be possibly. Could be they're thin. Could be depending on how thick they are. You know there's much to say that maybe it's going to be considered.
Why are commissions different?
Commissions are much thicker.
Why are brackets are also stacked?
I think they're thicker than that, no?
No, but each layer is
about wraps. So wraps are going to wait till next week. I'm saying we have to see a little more color, like Teresa, whether wraps are thin, thick, and we'll have to get down to this once and for all. Okay, now, in terms of... Okay, this is a couple minutes about the Tanaya Park. We always talk about doing a suit also. Yes, we have for doing a suit. In terms of what are you doing in the suit? Mechaba goes on right and doing a suit. So, Lamaisa, if you eat it in the suit, you need a bracha of name of the Achrayim. If you have passive kiss in the suit, you need a bracha of these things, you need a bracha of name of the Achrayim. So, when does one make a bracha for dessert on cakes? So, the first thing important you have to know is very important not to forget, to remember this, that the Shavuot goes like this, and many other places like go like this. That if you eat something to fill yourself up, if achal namale revinei, I feel like I'm at bechalas suda, you don't have to make a bracha. Whenever you're having dessert, if you're also needing to fill you up, the halacha is one does not have to make a bracha on it. Therefore, many times you're eating dessert, you're also eating to fill yourself up. Therefore, you not make a bracha no matter what it is.
So you're full,
right? Right. If you're coming to fill yourself up. When you say fill yourself up, I saw Shemizam brought down that even if you're a little bit hungry, it's coming to fill yourself up, you not make a bracha. So anytime you're still hungry, you make a bracha. Now you want to know, if you had like a big Suda Shabbos and you're really, really full, and you know, and they bring out something which, and mom is holding, not by eating, and just like, just eating the farm, which is still, that's what Gemara says, right? Then it'll be different. Now, when do you make a bracha? When you're just doing from the Sikas? So, B'alach and Mishpura basically discussed that we did get a little while before. If you are the opinion of that, passive kissing means it's for, is this similar or Siba? And I'm arguing, not arguing. If you're the Shishas are not arguing, so what's the halacha? Come out. That what? If the three Shishas are arguing, you come out. That what? Any one of the Tanaim, you make a bracha. It's Vade na pas, and you not make a bracha. If you hold the Shishas are arguing, then we have a suffix. Is it bread? Or is it passive? Or is it mezainis? I don't know. It's going to be suffix. I have to be mad. I'm suffix. I'm not going to do it. So it's a little bit telling that. So there are those who always make a bracha. They say they go with the opinion that the sheet is not arguing. And therefore, they always make a bracha during the Suda because it's bad not pass. And therefore, when you have one tonight already, they'll make a bracha. And they'll say, how do we know these sheets aren't arguing? For example, okay, fine. You know, there's a mahalach out there. If you hold the sheets are arguing, which is how the Berlacha goes, you know, as we discussed with Hilzik and Marmorka, here you use it back and forth. So the opinion of the Berlacha is like this. If it's something which is filled, he says that he holds, I'm Varachla Hifse. Why? He goes, Ruiv Yishan Holika. If it's something which, Nilos with Vash, and Mebetsim, Loka Kiglach, or Yikach Mebetsim, yes, if it's something which is filled, see, once it's over there, Mavarach Lehifsid. Yes, David Nisubrik, Vashmei, basically, I got a Mavarach Sudok, and Lach Kiklach, Kachin, you should make a Brach. If it's something which is Molo, it's Mavarach Lehifsid. That's what I want to say. Right place to say, serving King. Yeah. Now the question is, so the Mishra Baral is Lachal. Filled, what's a Lachal? You don't lose. If it's Nilosh, what's a Lachal? He's into not to doing it, a kachin, not to go ahead and do it. Now, there are those which want to say, let's see, you have together nilash and mamula together. So you want to say over there, kipshuta, you can make a bracha. You don't lose, but maybe even you make a bracha. Why? A lot of them say, ikar is miloi. Even that, there are a lot of people hold nilash. Two, we have studying to say that maybe all she just hold of each other, so therefore maybe also you could do it. and therefore they want to say maybe if you have two tons together, there are those who say maybe you're able to make a bracha. So let's go through some cases. You have chocolate cake. Do you make a bracha or not make a bracha? Only nilos, therefore you would not make a bracha. You have a pipe cake. If it's ikker, nilos, and what?
I consider it low when it's filled with sugar and stuff like that. As being ikker.
So let's say you have something like you have a chocolate layer cake. Let's start that. 7-layer cake. So that's mamula, nilos. You have definitely have two over there. So you don't, it's not kachin. It's not yavashim. Then whatever. Let's say you have ragol. It's momolo, right? I have said maybe it's nilash. You have to know whether the dough tastes differently, and it'll be tally in that ice cream. Let's say you have they have these like ice cream pie. So I have to play some sick. That's everything, right? It's could be sparch, sweet, filled, and therefore.
You don't make
mezaim
on pie.
What I say? Cherry pie. It's a cherry pie, something like that, or whatever. So it's filled, sweet dough, parach. Yeah, for the holidays one would make.
It's not made together.
Holidays.
It's not made together.
Yeah, okay. You have to know if it's made together. And if it's not made together, the grass says that you have to know whether. What's with the.
Is that cracker?
Is
that cracker?
Okay, so akalami, then you wouldn't have the same mamola. Mamola has to be something which would be baked together. We should gather to discuss why are wafers. Mamola has to be something which is made together. So why are wafers? Wafers, they all make it together. They make the thing and then they put it on top of it. So there's one plan to say, when Sukkot wants to say Pshat, they put it when it's hot. It's still hot, so for maybe that's like it's baked together. Even though Mamash won't bake together, they put it out, maybe that'd be saved together. So Zabrachis is a different plan. He says, Pshat is, what's the word of that has to be baked together? Baked together is a way of making one thing. So normally put things, two things together, you make an ice cream sandwich. It's just two things stuck together. Wafers, when Mamash comes, Davrachot could be over there only the Tanaya of being made together in order to go ahead. And in order to go ahead and make it. So Kitzon comes out, deserves one more time. All three Tanaim, for sure you make a bracha. Mamola is a bracha. I've said two together, some say you're okay. Also, invite, if you need to get yourself filled, you never would make a bracha. Just one last thing quickly, Benegea, cooking innovation. Things are dry. Parach over there. Hold on a second. Parach, you would not make a bracha. So, fact, who cares if it's parach? This whole thing is a whole different like world of the other shittas. First Shita holds Nilash, it's a different type of pass. Mamola, it's a different type of pass. Where it's pass, just the Tzura is a little bit different. It's, it's not like the, it's a little different type of thing. So who cares? Like, what's the collective? If it's dried out, then why is that something which makes difference to our life? So being on Stechemet says, the reason why he is, because something which is Kachin Yavashim is not darker than Kreis Sud on it. That's what he says. Not something which is darker to do it, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be different. The Rosh Hashanah himself says that hard is not Tzura to pass. Pass something which is soft, something which is very, very hard. So then, it's not considered the rest of the pass, and therefore that's the reason why we're not being considered. Now the Gedder Rosh Hashanah says something which is so hard, therefore it's not darker to eat so much from it. It's like dry, hard things, just like hard to eat. You have like a hard cracker, or it's just like it's hard to eat. There's too much of those things. A hard parach, and that's going to be the a hard pretzel. So Shevi Levi says could be So matzah. The discussion is that could be it's parach. So why Ashkenazim make a moitzi on it? As they say, number one, you go back to the Sfar, which is made for Kviya Suda, and talk about this made Kviya Suda. Therefore, it's a moitzi and Bechzamazin. In terms of whether it's actually parach,
why is it not parach?
What's more parach than that?
Why is it not parach?
It probably should be parach. Now, in the Svarish world, they're noyeg to make a mezainis on it. They say it's a parach. I Pesach, La Seder. Says Zan Parach, which is made for Kviyas Suda, the mask. So then there's Kuach. What happens to the matzah left over after Pesach? what do you do? Yeah, no, maybe so. There's a whole debate in the Sephardi world. Or Letzion says a Yerushalayim should be Machmer. A Yerushalayim should be Machmer because made for Kviyas Suda, Yerushalayim should be Machmer. But the Ar Harbi Sephardim, which I know to go ahead and make a Zainas.